Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
It's game time.
Spill MT and Talkin' Sports. You're listening to the Game Day T podcast with your host,
say my name,
D. Gill.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Game Day T podcast. I am your host, D. Gill, and I love doing this every single time I get to speak my beautiful voice into this mic. Shout out to the Out Sports family for allowing me to do this podcast for them. I love sports. Sports is my passion. And hey, I'm also gay and I know what I'm talking about. So if you're listening to this, thank you. If it's your first time listening to this, thank you. I really appreciate any and all views just to get a different perspective on sports or maybe LGBTQ plus IA activism. I cover a lot of stuff on this podcast and I hope you enjoy it. Today, though, if you have not been following college football at all, which I know a lot of you probably don't, that's okay. That's why I'm here. There's a very inspiring story, and it so happens to center around my favorite football, college football team, the University of Georgia. I am from Georgia. The University of Georgia are my favorite football, college football team, the defending national champions. But I do want to share this story because it has a powerful message that maybe you need to hear or maybe someone else needs to hear, and I just want to spend this next, you know, couple of minutes talking about it. The starting quarterback for the University of Georgia Bulldogs is Stetson Bennett, the fourth. Stetson Bennett is 5'10"-ish, you know, about 180 pounds soaking wet. But he has a story to tell. And that story started all the way when he was about 3 years old. He's been going to the University of Georgia football games with his parents. And just a big, big UGA fan playing football growing up, you know, like normal kids do. But he, in his high school, he had a pretty good career, so much so that, you know, he was getting offers to play football. However, they weren't Power 5 football offers. I mean, he played high school in Pierce County, you know, from Blackshear, Georgia, and he's received no Power 5 football offers. That means like the D1 big time football schools that we know of: Georgia, University of Alabama, Tennessee, USC, UCLA, none. Okay, so I mean, you may be good, but they said, nah, you're not good enough to play at the big boy level, Division One. So he said, you know what, that's fine, I'll just walk on. And those of you who don't know what walk on is means that, hey, you can come to the University of Georgia, you can be on our football team, but you will not have a football scholarship, which means your education will not be paid for by the football team scholarship. You will have to still pay for your college education, whether that's grant, scholarship, or just out of pocket. You're more than welcome to be on our football team. So he did that. He walked on for the University of Georgia football team. He was on the scout team his freshman year. Actually, he played Baker Mayfield's part in the Rose Bowl practices, which I attended the Rose Bowl, and the University of Georgia happened to win that game in overtime. But they said that he was so, so good on that scout team that they knew he was special, but they just didn't have a scholarship. The University of Georgia just didn't have a scholarship for him just yet. So what does Stetson Bennett do? He decided to bet on himself. And by betting on himself, I mean he transferred to Jones County Junior College. And so those of you who don't know about junior college, they have sports still, but that's even as far as a hierarchy. You know, you have Division One, and then you have like the FBS, you know, level, and then JUCO's at the very bottom, right? JUCO's at the very bottom is where it's like you're not even like the North Dakota states of the world. You know what I mean? Whether people go there, whether it be to grades or whether it be to just not getting a lot of opportunities, but a lot of football players go there to get scouted by these Division I college teams. They want to make sure that they have a good enough impression so they can get re-recruited in a sense and back in college to a Power 5 program. Okay, so that's what he did. He went there. He was really good, really good. And he showed off his potential. And oddly enough, he will return to Division I football. He never gave up, y'all. This is the thing. This is a theme that I'm getting at here. He never gave up. And he even got a scholarship to the University of Georgia once a player transferred to Ohio State, Justin Fields. So with that scholarship being open, Kirby Smart made the call. He's like, hey, you want to come back to Georgia Bulldogs? We'll put you on scholarship. He came to University of Georgia, y'all, but he was the backup. Jake Fromm was the 2019 starting quarterback for the University of Georgia. So when he came back to Georgia, y'all, he still was not starting. So we really didn't know what we had in this guy. But Fromm left for the NFL draft the following year. And so that fall in 2020, this was his chance to win the starting role in camp, right? The starting quarterback from last year is gone. This is your time to shine, right, Stetson Bennett? Wrong. The University of Georgia brought in Jamie Newman from, was it Purdue, I think, to be the starting quarterback. And he also had JT Daniels there, DeJuan Mathis there. So he has some competition. And the COVID year was really tricky. College players were opting out to prepare for the NFL draft. So Jamie Newman opted out for the 2020 draft. You're thinking, yay, Stetson Bennett's about to start, right? When does the story get good for Stetson Bennett? Wrong. DeJuan Mathis won the starting position. So now we go into the first game of the season. DeJuan Mathis is starting, and he struggles. I mean, I almost turned that game off. I was like, are we really about to lose to Arkansas? Are we really about to lose to Arkansas? However, they benched DeJuan Mathis and brought in Stetson Bennett. And when they did that, anybody in Bulldog country, any Georgia Bulldogs fan would have told you that we thought our season was over at having to bench our starting quarterback the first game of the season against Arkansas. We were ready to chuck the season up to a loss. All right, let's try it again next year. We need to recruit a five-star quarterback. No, we came back and won that game. We won that game. It was so we were like, wow, okay, Stetson Bennett, former walk-on, come back, JUCO, whatever, you know, wow, he brought us to win the game. So now we're thinking, you know, all right, let's ride with Stetson Bennett, right? He went to Alabama. We played Alabama, lost. He continued to play poor for several weeks. We lost to our hated rival, Florida. It was awful. I mean, JT Daniels was returning from ACL injury, so we just had to ride with him. But when Daniel came back, he went 4-0 as a starter. So we're thinking, okay, thank you, you know, JT Stetson Bennett for holding it down. JT Daniels is back. We're going to go to a bowl game, which we did. However, next season rolls around. JT Daniels is supposed to be the starter. He has this mysterious core injury, you know, like, so back that up. We go to Clemson, is the first game of the season, right? We beat Clemson, very low scoring game. I think it was like 10-3 or something like that. But then after that, he had this injury that just would not go away. So that means that Stetson Bennett was the starter for the rest of the year. And y'all, this is where the story is finally positive, and this is my message about not giving up. We won just about every single game that year from the starting position. Yes, we had a historical defense, but Stetson Bennett, the former walk-on, the former JUCO product, took us to the SEC championship game against Alabama. Everybody that knows a lick of anything about college football knows that Alabama is the premier college football team in the country. We face Alabama in the SEC championship game, we lose. But what do we do? Led by Stetson Bennett, we come to the playoffs, we beat Michigan's butt, and we face Alabama again in the national championship game. And Stetson Bennett led the UGA Georgia Bulldogs to its first national championship since 1980. And now this season, he was one of the four finalists for the Heisman Trophy winner given to the best football player, college football player in the world, in America, in college football. And he did not win, but for him to be a former walk-on, told he wasn't good enough every single day, to now a one-time national championship winner, a Heisman Trophy finalist, and oh, by the way, he plays for another national championship in a couple of weeks from now. I don't know if that's the story that you needed to hear about not giving up on your dreams, perseverance, and knowing that what you love is what you love, then this is the story for you. Everybody, take care. Be fierce, be you. You know, and never give up. At me on all social medias, DGILTM, DGILTM, and The Game Day T, Spotify, Apple, search Out Sports and The Game Day T podcast for all my other podcasts. Be great.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.